Hello, I'm Dennis Barnard of Green River and HR Means Business. It now follows a scary Halloween HR tale based on several true life stories. Only the names have been changed to protect the unfortunate. Share this with your HR department on All Hallows Eve. Make sure the punch is well fortified and that those of a nervous disposition are tucked up in bed. A Halloween Tale, Part 1. Once upon a time, there was an HR director. Let's call her Mary. Mary knew that the HR system her company used was totally out of date and it needed to be changed. She was on good terms with Abigail, the finance director, and she went to ask for money to get a new system. "How much will it cost?" asked Abigail. "Well, I'm not sure," said Mary, "but I'll find out and let you know." "Well, don't forget to touch base with the information technology guys," Abigail said. Mary decided the best way to find out which system is best is to ask people who use them. So she asked people in the social media if they could recommend a good system. There were several replies from salespeople and some from people who had systems that were working very well for them. So she made a note of these. 2 months later, there was an HR software exhibition, but Mary went to spend the day there. She had to queue up to talk to some vendors, and it was very hot and noisy in the exhibition hall, but she managed to spend some time looking at what some of the systems could do. She took a lot of brochures away and returned home totally exhausted. At the office the next day, she spent time looking at the brochures and then rang up some suppliers to ask the prices. Some had a flat price, others had prices according to the number of employees she had, all had annual maintenance charges, and Mary made a chart of all these costs. She then went to Scott in information technology to discuss the matter with him. Scott had lots of questions, some of which he had to explain in detail to Mary. So things like, do you want single sign-on? And if the system was to be hosted or on in-house servers or online by the vendor? Luckily, Scott recommended online hosting, as he didn't have much server space and didn't have the budget for another dedicated server. He did say that the finance system had an HR module that could be added on for free, so perhaps that could be an option. Mary knew that the finance system generated a lot of complaints from the users, and management information wasn't always top quality, so she wasn't keen. "I'll use that as a plan B if I can't find what I need," she thought. Over the weekend, Mary drew up her plan of action. On a Monday morning, she spent the day making phone calls, resulting in 6 vendors offering to come in and demonstrate the software. It took another 4 days to organize the dates and find a meeting, but in the end, the demos were set for 2 successive days in a fortnight's time in the sales team meeting room. Mary invited the CEO, Veronica, Abigail, the finance director, Scott from IT, and Sunita, her HR manager, to sit in. The first demonstration on a Wednesday morning was very interesting. Mary asked about absence and reports, and the others asked if performance and training could be handled by the system. Callum, the vendor salesman, was able to show off all the features of his system and answer pretty much all that was asked of him, except for a couple of things that would probably be covered in the next release. After 2 hours, the demonstration was finished, and everyone dashed to catch up on calls and grab a coffee. The next vendor sales lady, Ruth, was already in reception, so Mary went to collect her. As she was setting up, Ruth asked if there was an internet connection she could use. Mary had to get someone from IT to organize access, But after a while, that was sorted out and the demonstration was underway. Veronica, the CEO, couldn't make the first half of this demo as she had an urgent call from one of the regional officers. This demonstration took nearly another 2 hours, by which time it was 2:45 in the afternoon. The next one was timed for 3 o'clock, but luckily Mary had arranged for sandwiches and drinks to be served in between. Everyone agreed it had been a long day and all had calls to return. As the third demonstration started, Mary noticed a couple of her colleagues were still texting. The last demo of the day finished and everyone was exhausted. There was a brief wash-up chat. One salesperson had made a bad impression, but the other two products looked like they could do the job. Sunita said the software they'd seen didn't really look very whizzy. The second day of demonstrations, unfortunately, at no time were all the previous day's team present. And the demonstrations went more or less like the previous three. Scott sent his number two, Abigail was away at a conference in the afternoon, and Veronica had to keep leaving the room to take urgent calls. However, they managed to get through the day, and the next day they all met to discuss what they had seen. Most agreed on three of the systems looking the best, but one stuck out as best on price and could be in and running in 6 weeks. Both the CEO and finance director liked that system, or they didn't really care for the sales lady. The salesman for number five system had really got on their nerves. Scott, the IT head, said he wasn't 100% sure about any of them. Finally, a week later, the agreement was signed, and the company officially became a client of JKL HR Software. To be continued.